Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hope. Can't believe that an hour has already gone by.
Right?
Boy, what a great show we're having with Doug in here, Corey. And, man, there's so much to cover. Still so much. It's going to be another great hour.
Man, we got the fish reports ahead of us. We've got all this stuff. We're taking your calls, texts, and we're giving away a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's yours, man. Hey, I could use that on a Tranks. I could use that on some lures.
Well, you're going to have to call in.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I know. So going to one lucky caller, texter, Doug's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that $100 gift card's going, and you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090. And I can't wait to hear the fish report.
Yeah, man, going in with a $100 gift card. If I was leaving for Cedros in the morning, it might be tough.
Right.
If I was in Corey, she's new Tranks.
I know.
New Corey Sandin signature rod, a big handful of swim bait.
Exactly.
I know he's not going to be buying lead heads,
right.
But yeah.
Don't forget your surface iron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, Corey Sandin, it's time for the catch report today, and the summer's here, and gas prices are going up, up, and farther up. So now it's more than ever important that you have a partner like Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to their brand new expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low, low gas price for your gas or your diesel car, truck, and your boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel up at the same time. Plus they have 12 diesel pumps. It's great for your diesel boats. 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon fill-up. Go stop by, say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And, Corey, we got the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Corey, Doug. I got to tell you, in all honesty, you guys are having way too much fun over there.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. It's contagious, too. But, so here we are, guys. Start of our summer season, and stage looks like it's set for a spectacular 4th of July weekend. You know, we got those extra days, and we got biting fish, and we got nice weather. And that's been a rare combination here recently. So it's looking like it's game on. So starting on the coast here this time, a couple bright spots for some trophy fish for you guys that want to stay a little bit local there. In that La Jolla Del Mar zone, a little bit of squid, actually more than a little bit, showed up. And guess what, guys? Those tanker great yellows were right there with them. Unfortunately, the seiners were right there with it, too. Mopped a lot of it up. But I got a feeling there'll be a few scraps around. That'd probably be a good place to check for big yellows and local sea bass there. Along the Orange County south coast, there's been a healthy sprinkle of that tanker-grade sea bass on the structure spots. There's not much kelp left around right now, but there's definitely been some big sea bass, and the best method there has been a mackerel suspended under a bobber. And also in that same zone, you guys want to definitely watch for the birds over the bait schools. There's like a lot of anchovy in that area. And if you got one of those great big mackerel, slow troll them through there on heavy tackle and hang on, because it might be a great big sea bass or a 200-pound thrasher shark. There's been some big fish around tearing up tackle. One of my customers came in the other day, and he had a young fellow with him, like 15, 16, and the kid's eyes were as big as saucers, telling me about the size of thrashers that they had hooked. They didn't land them, but they were on their way back out. But, yeah, there's some big ones around. And over at Catalina, it's been good, finally. Quite a bit of yellowtail around, mostly the front side spots there. It's been steady on school-sized fish, not so much on the big ones. Probably that bigger fish around the back, but just haven't received a lot of pressure here recently. And the key, guys, light line, small hook, hot bait. Guys, the yellows are definitely biting the sardines really well. There is squid available over there. The light boats are selling squid. So if you guys want to target the sea bass, that's the way to go. Sea bass are biting pretty good at both ends of the island. It was pretty good yesterday. And some nice great fish there also. And this weekend, guys, please take note. It's Catalina. It's summertime. It's nice weather. Limits of boats. being a little bit respectful. It's going to be tough fishing. Over at Clemente, lots of yellows, but tough conditions there. Minimal current and maximum amounts of sea lions. Those sea lions are just hideous over there. Makes it tough to fish. No shortage of fish around, though. And then offshore, it's been a really good week. Those bluefin really are biting. And that local zone, which is nice for the private boat guys, because, you know, the sport boat's been on that fish. Sport boats have been on it for a long time, but it's been tough because of the weather. But we got nice weather, and that local sector is like 302, 425, 371, kind of like that. And it looks like it's pushing a little bit to the west there. Hopefully it gets up above the border. Looks like it's going that direction. But, man, it's been nice fishing the last few days there. A lot of catchable-sized fish for one, and they're biting in the daylight for another. You can catch them on a sardine. And the big fish zone has worked back up above Clemente. It was kind of on the inside of there for a little bit. And looks like it's back up around that 499 sector. I can imagine you just about walk from boat to boat, and the guy's trolling the Mad Max in there, and the guy's trolling the Flyers. And, oh, boy, I can imagine what that's going to look like on a holiday weekend. But also got some news late yesterday afternoon about a little spot of fish that showed up. Some guys kind of wandering their way home up west of the 270 out there on the boot, found some spots of breaking fish. And that was kind of an interesting area because if you guys recall back in the early springtime, there was some bluefin seen in that same exact zone. I don't think anybody caught them, but it seems like they're liking that sector up there. And the beauty of fishing up there is you got no boats, man. You'd be all by yourself, which is a sweet thing. So overall, we've just got a huge amount of stuff going on, and we got nice weather to do it. So hey, it's probably time to go fishing, guys.
I like the way you think, Mark.
Sounds like a great recipe
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, certainly some good fishing going on. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Well, Ricky, we're in 9th and Beach, and we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone at the store is 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, you guys were talking earlier about that Mad Max phenomenon from last year and how we couldn't get them.
Right.
And then what's crazy is I got a really nice order here about 2 months ago, and then something got a little haywire in their system, and then we got another really nice order, just like our first one. So,
hey, there you go, a little hidden secret.
We're not Mad Max, guys.
The stash at Pacific Edge.
Yeah, we're loaded up. Also got a whole bunch of United Composites rods in, which was a nice surprise. Have Ross walk in with a big bundle of rods yesterday.
Life is good.
Our rail rods. Life is good
in the tackle shop, Mark. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
On the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. I know where to find him.
The one thing you forgot,
right
though, Mark, is
Chevron Station.
That's what you forgot.
Mark, great job. As always, we sure appreciate you keeping us up to date with that FishDope.com report. I want to remind you, you can save $20 off of a new membership to FishDope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space, gets you through. Mark, great job. As always, appreciate it, buddy, and we'll look forward to talking to you next weekend.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you.
Thanks, bro, very much. And now a report that I know Corey is very closely standing by for, and that's our great friend Rosie Flowers from Cedro's Sport Fishing. Hey, Rosie.
I'm ready, Rosie.
Well, looks like Rosie's call might have dropped. She sent me a text during the conference that said her call has, like, dropped on and off a couple of times. So hopefully we'll get right back to Rosie and we can get her brought back up there because I know Corey leaving for Cedro Sport Fishing on Mondays. Anxious to hear what's going on. In the meantime, had another great text come through while we're getting Rosie fired back up. Good morning, gentlemen. This is David from La Jolla. I grew up bass fishing, but I always didn't fish in live bait. Now I'm getting into the world of bass fishing on plastics. Doug and Corey, could you give me a couple of ideas of quantities and styles of baits that you really like for good plastics fishing out here in La Jolla?
Oh, boy. Here
yeah,
we go.
Well, I mean, you know, you can start with the basics. I mean, first of all, you want to have a nice outfit with, you know, a level wind reel, a little bit of length to your rod if you're casting, you know, on the surface. And I know a lot of the style fishing that Corey does, he uses a little shorter rods because he's potholing and, you know, going over the kelp canopy and you know, inside the kelp more. But your most basic way to catch a calico bass on plastic, and let me back up the bus, you can catch bass on plastics and still take live bait in your private boat because if you chum those things and get them lathered up,
that's
that's a fun way to visually see them boiling around. You'll get the birds activated.
It's a cool way to do it, actually.
It is.
It's super cool. I mean, you want to make sure that they have the small anchovy.
Yes.
You know, and that, if they've got 3-inch anchovy,
yep,
you are hometown, like, going to have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. But and I dog the leadhead a lot, you know. I mean, I kind of... That's me. That's maybe me snubbing my nose at it, but it is.
It's just the way you like to fish.
But that's it. But a lead-headed swim bait of any size, I mean, smaller you go, the more fish you're going to catch. If you go to a 4-inch,
yep,
you're going to catch X amount. If you catch, if you put on a 5-inch Viejos, you're going to catch maybe half of X, but they're probably going to be double the size.
A little chunkier.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I snub my nose at the lead-head, but it's a great way to get bit. The weedless thing on the surface is the coolest way to get a visual.
There's no doubt.
Right? But I may catch half the fish that you're going to catch on a leadhead.
Yes.
You know?
And, you know, there's things that you have to pay attention to. It's not just the rod, the reel, and the jig. But your first thing is you've got to fish where the fish are and the conditions are. The most important thing, in my opinion, is going to be current. It's going to be a little tougher this year, you know, because usually you just drive up, and if the kelp's laid down, you got current. So, you know, you've got to judge, okay, where's the wind coming from? If there's not a lot of wind, stop your boat, watch your GPS. And if you're drifting, we like typically a current that goes more inward towards the shore, but as long as there's current, you have a better chance of catching the calicos.
And in your private boat, you've got a benefit. If the current is sideways,
yeah,
or even slightly out to sea, which would be a complete negative for a sport boat,
yes, right,
it can actually be...
You can get on the other side.
It can still be 60 to 70%
yeah,
of a bite,
yeah,
but the sport boat can't take advantage of
no,
it.
No, they can't get in on the other side of the kelp.
Yeah, right.
And you can still be casting at edges of kelp and things like that that might not be the perfect anchor job, but you can drift over the top of them and have lots of targets.
Yep. Sounds like so much fun.
So watch your current, watch your birds, watch for bass flipping in the area. You know, most of the calico bass fishing we do this time of year is going to be more near the surface, near the kelp beds. In the winter, it's more structured, deeper, it's a little tougher to do, actually. And then if, you know, if there is kelp, you want to try to cast between the stringers, let your plastics go down between those stringers because they're, you know, they're hiding from the sun underneath the stringers, and they see that going by and they ambush it. And again, if you're anchored up and chumming, those little anchovies,
oh,
you can catch one after, you can catch 100 calicos.
Oh, you'll get them up, and once you have them up, it doesn't take but just two or three anchovies,
yes,
in the water to keep them lathered up.
Keep them fired,
yep.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, speaking of fired up, I know we got Rosie back on the line. We're going to head down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, you guys. I'm so glad I did. I know I'm out in the country now, but I don't know what happened with the phone, but I'm back on here, so... For Doug, well, say 100 calicos. Hey, Corey, you're in for a treat. The weather and swell is lying down beautifully. The wind next week is going to be anywhere from 6 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We have a few
Rosie,
guys
that
down
sounds
there right
so
now
good. Looks like we're having a little bit of a tough connection with Rosie there, but I know, like you said, we were talking during the break, and that's the big thing. You got a solid piece of weather in front of you, which always makes for such fun at Cedro Sport Fishing, and you know the possibilities of going out to Benitas or just fishing the weather side of the island. It always, you know, the beauty of Cedros is even when you get down there, if you happen to have tough weather, you got the lee of this amazing island. And you know, last week keeping up, Rosie does such a good job with the social media and the photos there. Look like white sea bass and
halibut.
Really good halibut fishing, along with the great yellowtail fishing, was all at play. But then you throw in that flat calm weather and bass fishing on the weather side, and man, I just can't wait to see what you and the crew do down there, Corey.
Sounds like so much fun. I was talking with Matthew, who I'm going to be fishing with, and man, the guy's all lathered up, and they add us two together, and it's double lather. I love it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you guys go Monday, right?
Yeah, we leave Monday and then fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, come back on Friday,
All good. Well, it's going to be a great trip. Can't wait to hear about it. Can't wait for your report when you get back the following week. And, again, if you want to do it, you know, we got to talk to Rosie last week, and it's not wide open. Cedros is an extremely popular spot, but there are spots here or there. As we always say, things happen, you know, graduation trip, got sick, whatever it might be, and there's spots here or there on trips. If you want to go, just call Rosie at 619-772-7570. And yeah, man, I'm pumped, Corey. I can't wait to hear about your trip.
And don't be afraid if you're a single individual and you're not with a group. No big deal. She can put you together, and you're fishing. I mean, I'm fishing with a guy who's going by himself. I'm going by myself.
Exactly.
And just go and have a great time. And with your second lodge, they do have more availability than they've had in years past. So.
Rosie always seems to make magic happen out there in terms of getting people on the list. But, hey, I appreciate it very much. And, yeah, we'll look forward to finishing up the report there with Rosie when she gets back in. Quick text comes through. Good morning, Doug. I got a question about the DTX deep diving lures from Nomad. Do they work just as good as the Mad Mac? Is there a difference? Should we do anything different in rigging? That's all from John in Chula Vista.
Yeah, I mean, both of them are very effective for different things. We actually were using the 200 and 220 Mad Max, or the DTXs, before we kind of discovered the Mad Mac, and they tend to dive down a lot deeper, and you've got to troll them a lot slower, but they will definitely catch you a bluefin. The Mad Mac is more of a high-speed, shallower-running jig. You're going to cover a lot more water. Those jigs are heavy, and they can carry a heavier hook. So we put a pretty heavy leader on there, and then, you know, like a 4.0 or 5.0 super, you know, quadruple, quintuple extra strong, you know, owner style hook, and, you know, something with a good big barb. And so that's probably the reason that's become more the mainstay, is you're covering a lot of water. They're probably a little more effective, I would say. The one thing I will say about those DTXs is a lot of guys were targeting the really big fish on those. We even had a period of time where the fish were way up north, and we had guys calling us because, for whatever reason, those things were working real well up in the northern sector there, as those bluefin got up off San Francisco and even above that. So then for the Wahoo, if you had a private boat, let's say, and, you know, you went down to Alejos Rocks or the Ridge, you'd probably catch them one after the other. We just mostly see sport boats in that zone. But, you know, some of the yachts going through there, I'm sure that the Mad Mac would be an effective way. But for Wahoo fishing, it's kind of turned into the DTX being a very mainstay, you know, first-run type jig for the Wahoo.
It probably swims better, I'm assuming, at
that 7-8.
Okay, deeper.
And that's kind of been a lot of the key over the years. Either high speed, they do a lot of high speed Wahoo trolling back east, but for our sport boats, if you can get down deep, it seems to make a difference in getting the bite. And for whatever reason, they have the right wiggle. I mean, can't explain it, but they got the right wiggle.
It just gets pissed.
The DTX has that Rapala style big bill, and that big bill really digs deep, where the Mad Mac it's almost like a giant lipless. It's more of like that Marauder shape.
Shallow runner.
Yeah, it doesn't have the bill that really dives it down. It's got that flat nose, you know, where it digs, and it runs good, and it runs fast. But those Mad Macs don't run a fraction as deep as the DTX.
No.
But the DTXs work fantastic. They get bit really well, but they're also a little more fragile of a lure, too. you know, Wahoo fishing, they work so damn good. You know, I always joke, I hate those things because they, you know, they don't have the longevity of some things they're used to, but they get bit so good, you're almost crazy not to be dragging one.
It's hard not to do it.
It just gets the bites, man. They work so good.
Hmm.
But they will catch you a tuna fish.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
And, you know, some people are concerned with fuel consumption, and if you can drag those things around at 8 knots and you got to drag your other one around at 12 knots.
There's a huge difference.
You know, if you get in an area where there's fish and you're going to just pound an area, you know, you're certainly going to cover more water at 12 knots and find them. But if you're in an area where there's fish and you want to conserve on the fuel, you know, maybe carry a DTX, see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's a good call. Mm-hmm. Hey, Corey, let's jump right back into the phones.
Well, you mentioned Corey. How about Corey in Escondido? Good morning.
What's up, Corey?
Good morning, gentlemen. We had to go from the Doug calling to talk to the Doug to the Corey calling to talk to the Corey.
I know, you got to get right.
Good morning to you.
All right. Well, hey, just wanted to give a quick catch report. I tried to get in last week, but didn't make it. I was out on a day and a half on the Pacific Queen a week ago, Thursday. We happened to hit that blow in the weather, so it kind of affected us a little bit. But I wanted to share a couple of observations to maybe help out some people and ask a couple of questions. First of all, you were talking about having the heavier jigs getting down. Get down with the heavy jigs. I was using the, 500 and 600 grams, submission ogre jig, that knife jig. And it got down fast and it got bit. It put that jig put probably half their fish on the boat. So getting down quick with a heavier jig, if there's a little bit of wind or current, is important to do. My other goal that I achieved on that trip is I got my first fish doing speed jigging. 2 pounds short of 100 pounds, but I'm hooked.
Oh, it was, Corey, what a great fish! Rick.
And it was a pretty fun one for a first fish. So I'm hooked, and want to know what more you can tell me. What do you guys have in the shop to help me step up my game? I've got a PE 4-6. What should be my next speed jigging rod that I should go to?
So I just want everybody to know that Rick has been a student of all this type of jigging for like a year and a half now, and he has taken our shop from not knowing what any of that is to, I'm sure, being one of the premier shops with that type of tackle. So I want him to answer this question, and I'm just so proud of what he's accomplished. He saw this trend before just about anybody, and he's really elevated our game into that, and he knows more about it probably than anybody in the shop.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. Corey, I'm stoked for you, and I like it, and I think it's fun, and I don't think it's every person, but it's a really fun way to catch them. And, you're fishing with a little bit lighter tackle, and you're engaged, and you're fishing, you're angling for them a little more, and it sometimes can produce you a bite when other things won't.
Like on a finesse level.
There are times when they're not biting great, where having all of the gear match and the lure, the thing that I can equate it to the most for us is like a good surface iron fisherman. And when there's a little bit of yellowtail around, but they're not devouring every bait, but the guy that can place a good cast and, more importantly, has a lure that's maybe swimming a little better than the other guys next to him, he gets the bite in the yellowtail. There's a reason that Danny Wade caught a bite. He was fishing with the right piece of matched gear and a lure that was swimming maybe a little better than some of the other ones. And that's what some of that matched speed jigging gear will do for you. Your lure is swimming better. You're going to get a bite on the wind instead of just on the drop. Corey has a PE 4-6 rod, and PE is even a term that's a little funky for all of us, and that's like the line measurement system that they use places that aren't here. And it's one of the few things that it's a really good way of line. So we all measure our line by pound test. We fish 60 pound, we fish 80 pound, we fish 100 pound. PE is a way of kind of eliminating the line manufacturer's game that they play with. Line manufacturers are one of two things. I make the strongest line in the world. My 60-pound test is stronger than this guy's 80-pound test. Or they make the skinniest line in the world. This guy's 80-pound is the same size, as my 40-pound. You get one or the other, and what PE is it's a way of measuring line, but it's solely based on diameter. So PE, 4 is a line that's this diameter to that diameter. So it's a kind of a leveling of the playing field. But
Rick, help me out. Is that a rating system?
It's a rating system, yeah. So instead of like where our rod would say, 80 to 100 pounds.
20 to 40.
Yeah, that would be like PE, 8 to 10, like that kind of thing. So that's what the PE PE refers to.
And they're using that on the jigging rods.
Yeah. In like overseas areas where this type of fishing is the more popular method, you know, the thing that we're just kind of stealing the things from, that's the line rating. So that's what he's referring to as a PE 4-6, which would be like your, you know, 60-80 pound rod and probably most appropriate for like a 300 gram jig size, which is really popular for what we do. The next step up, what was Corey's asking for, hey, I've got that rod, what's my next one? It would probably be a little bit heavier rod. If he's got a 4-6 rod, I'd get a PE 6-8 or an 8-10, something like that, something a little heavier. In terms of what we carry in the shop, it's a multitude of different ones, and we're learning this the same way as everybody else. You know, we carry a lot of rods. A lot of those cool jigging rods are not available in a factory version. Some of them are. Phoenix, the Megalodon series, is a very popular, easy-to-get one. But a lot of the other ones have to be custom-made. A lot of manufacturers will sell the blank, but it's up to you to build the rod. And we do quite a bit of that, you know, using the Killer Gucci guides and the different setups. So what we carry in the store is United Composites and Seeker and Taipan and Rain Shadow, Infinity Structure. Like, we have quite a few different jigging rods. But the nature of those is they're not always in at the time, because it's not like you don't get to just order, hey, I want a United Composites jigging rod. You've got to get the blank, then you got to get the components, then you got to send it to your rod builder. He builds it, it's on the rack for a week, and it's gone. So, you know, so I would say that the inventory varies a little bit, but those are what we carry in the shop. And it's a really fun method, and it's really fun watching it take hold. And, you know, at the beginning it was the guys like the brand, like the guys from Captain Concepts and the Taros and the really young guys that are like on the edge of the new cool stuff, and then seeing it become more mainstream, and you know, you're hearing guys in the landing talk about it, and you're seeing it on the catch reports from the guys like the Royal Star, and there's definitely something to it.
It's effective.
You
mentioned fun because it's a little bit lighter, right? But it's effective as heck. Like, it does get bit, and with the combination of the rod and the right jig, you can actually make that thing dance like a Zara spook.
You got it. That's exactly
at 300 feet.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
well,
and part of it is getting down first.
Yeah.
You know,
right. With a little bit lighter line.
Yes.
But with all that being light, you can actually kill a fish pretty darn quick.
You can. The reel becomes a very important part of the factor. We talked about rail rotting and how effective using the rail is and letting the rail become the thing that takes so much of the pressure. With a good rail rod, you can use a mediocre with a good rail rod, you can use a mediocre reel, because the rod is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, and what you're doing a lot of is picking up the slack that the rod now provides for you. With this technique, it's kind of the opposite. You need a reel that's going to provide you a lot of torque and have a lot of power, because the rod is not doing nearly the same lifting of the fish because it's a little more parabolic, and that rod is made to make that lure fish real well on the wind up. It doesn't have the same just set it on the rail and it's going to kill the fish for you. You're doing a lot of pointing the rod at the fish, and when he's shaking his head and swimming around, you're constantly gaining little inches, feet, you know, turns of the handle, shakes his head, another turn of the handle, half turn of the handle here, point the rod at the fish, rock your body backwards, grab another couple inches. But you're using a reel that's very torquey, and you're gaining all of those little inches.
You're not letting the fish take any line off the reel. I mean, that's
a minimal
ideally,
amount.
Ideally.
Yeah, totally.
Ideally.
And
yep.
All those inches add up to feet, and all those feet add up to yards, and next thing you know, that fish is shaking his head, and he's at the side of the boat. And it's surprising how fast people are able to catch fish with that relatively light feeling rod.
And they're a very unique rod. So, if somebody wanted to come check them out at the shop, I mean, do you have a couple of them to
look at?
We
got a lot. Yeah, we've got a lot. It's something that we really try to specialize in. I think it's a really effective tool, and it's something that not a lot of us have a lot of depth in our arsenal. And I just wanted to make sure that we're one of the places that a guy can go. And the thing that I've always been so proud about Fisherman's Landing and all the great tackle stores, and there's a lot of them that do the same thing, is I never like a guy to be sold a rod because it's what is available on the rack. Like, you know, in the, and I always say this in the best way possible. I don't care what rod you pick. You know, as long as it's the right rod for you. Like, I like to, when a guy comes in to buy a 40-pound bait rod, like, I want to grab every manufacturer's 40-pound bait rod and pull on every one of them and go over the merits of each one and, like, let's figure out what's the right 40-pound rod for Corey, because that might not be the same right 40-pound rod for Doug or for Rick. So, yeah, we at any time have a bunch of different jigging rods of different prices. You know, a guy that's wanting to just get into it to a super Gucci high-end one, too.
And the other part of this, too, is I could see this. Okay, so the guy's buying it for fishing 80 to 180-pound tuna, right? But that same outfit is going to work at the Coronado Islands for yellowtail. Like,
sure.
It could.
Sure.
It
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
And this is not going to replace. Everybody wants to run over here, and this is everything. This is just another tool in the arsenal.
That's what it is.
It's not going to replace your, you know, surface casting stuff. It's not going to replace your rail rod, but it is going to give you another tool in the bag when those conditions present themselves. And it's some things are just throw it out there and wind it in. This, you're going to have to learn a little skill.
There's
and
technique.
When to use it and how to use it.
Man, so true. If those fish are giving me an opportunity to fish a heavy 300-gram lure and my Talica 25 and a 770 double XH rail rod and 200-pound, you're damn right I'm going to catch them that way. It's so much easier on the angler. But if you're on that trip and it's scratchy fishing and the fish are there and they're showing and they're under the boat but it's tough to get a bite, this having that tool can sometimes provide you more bites when something wouldn't. It's another specialty tool to have in your arsenal. If they'll bite the heavy stuff, man, feed them the rope.
Exactly.
But if they're not biting at all, maybe we can scratch a couple extra ones up.
I'd imagine it by adding that outfit to your quiver and being able to use it on the tuna grounds, being able to use it on the yellows, you know, if need be. But even shallow or medium depth rockfish too.
Sure,
it's another. It would work for all of that.
That's where a lot of this vertical jigging came from. Is rockfishing. All those knife jigs.
Right.
That's why they come with such wimpy hooks for rockfish.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
snappers and jacks and everything bottom related. And we're out here trying to catch a 250-pound tuna.
I know. Crazy.
It's been a lot of fun,
man. Hey, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna be taking your calls, texts, and more. So cool having the tackle guru, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Tackle. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook About, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and just having so much fun in studio. You want to give us a shout? I know there's a couple issues with some of the lines coming through, but your chance now. We've reset 213-432-1090. Probably never even realized there was an issue.
All but good, man.
Yeah, right. Super easy. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Fishman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Speaking of great fishing, we got Pete on the line right now, fresh back from the Whalers Cove trip, traveling back home to San Diego. And Pete, sounds like it was another really fun one. Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Corey, Doug, and Rick. Corey, I'm so pumped for you for your federal sport fishing trip.
Totally.
It's perfect weather. It's going to be fantastic. I'm actually on the Alaska Airlines plane here at Juneau Airport. We're just getting ready to take off. I had some phone issues, so I couldn't call earlier. But Whalers Cove Lodge, of course, wonderful, wonderful place. And we did have some challenging weather, though. 7 days of challenging weather here in Juneau and Angoon. And, of course, today, as we board the flight, sunny, and it's supposed to be 70 degrees by Monday for 7 full days. So, typical Alaska, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. We started in Juneau, and we were supposed to go to the lodge on Monday, but the weather was so bad they couldn't get the float planes up, so we ended up having to stay in Juneau on Monday. And then we finally got there on Tuesday on the float plane, beautiful scenic float plane trip over to Angoon and Killisnoo Island, and got there about 11, got settled real quick and got on our boat with Petty and Brad Frazier and my wife Lolly, and we had a pretty epic day. Went out to fish some kings. Spent about an hour doing that, and only a couple of bites. And I'm not going to recommend. We've been there normally at Whalers Cove Lodge in August. That's the time to come. June, early July is not the time to come to Whalers if you want to catch salmon. So, because we caught no salmon in 3 days. We had a couple bites, but there was a few salmon caught, you know, three here and there, but not much kings. But if you want to catch halibut and cod, oh my God, it is pretty darn good.
The photos looked incredible.
Yeah, but see, because nobody's fished, there's no other lodges within 100 miles of Whalers. So nobody's touched that stuff for 10 months, right? So when you first get there, it was pretty good. And the first day, in I think 5 hours of fishing, we released 4 over the slot limit. That was our biggest problem. We caught way too many over the 40-inch slot limit. And but we caught lots of Pacific cod, a ton of rockfish, and we did get 3 keeper halibut that first day. Flat, calm weather. It was a little overcast and cool, but really, really great. And but pretty much wide open, and on the slug, Corey, oh my God, it was like hit the bottom with the slug and you were on. Wow. And I think my biggest on the slug was about 45 inches, something like that, about a 50-pound halibut or something like that. But anyway, day two, it was nicer weather, but it rained hard all day on us. But we had good. I had the AFCO Barrier Elite stuff, and oh my God,
thank goodness
for that stuff. It's great gear, and everybody is suited up, and everybody toughed it out, and we had really good halibut and rockfish fishing. I think that day we had 5 over the slot, up to 50 pounds, tons of cod, and the arrowtooth flounder was wide open. which we didn't want to catch, right? I mean, as many as you want of those, you want to catch. But it was fun and really great. And then day three, wind picked up a little bit. They were expecting 20 knots. We only got about 12, which was great and very, very fishable. And first we started out going for black cod. We went 600 feet for black cod with electric reels, of course. And we got 1 6-pounder and shook off a few more on the way up. So that wasn't ultra productive for the black cod, but we did get one target species. So, well, actually, I'm on the plane, and they're just going to release.
You're getting
so
in trouble.
You can hear the announcement, though, right? So, anyway, the second day, halibut and cod, fantastic. It was slower, and we had two over the slot limit that were like 45 inches, and then we only kept two keepers there that we just couldn't find anything under the slot. A good problem, I guess.
Yeah,
but if you want to take
the problem,
it's not,
yeah.
Right? But oh my God, we have the most wide open silver gray rockfish bite that I've ever seen. Literally hit the bottom. And you were on double hooks there. It was everything on the slug, everything that hit the bottom.
How cool.
We had to drive away from that, of course, because you can only keep one silver gray a day per person. But anyway, Whalers Cove Lodge, what a wonderful place. Beautiful place to go. It's great food. It's a high-end experience. Not a cheap place to go, but I highly recommend if you want to go to Whalers Cove Lodge, end of July through August and early September is the best time to go. If you want to catch salmon, want to target halibut and rockfish, you know, go early, but, and, you know, it was light load at the lodge. They only take 32 people now, which is nice.
Wow.
So you have plenty of room to roam around. But, yeah,
Whalers
great
Cove,
spot, beautiful place.
It's that quintessential Alaska experience, too. The big common area, the big fireplace, the knotty pine rocking chair furniture out front. It's just an amazing, true Alaska experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's super remote, and, you know, it does take a ride on the float plane to get out there and back. Fortunately, we made it back to Juneau yesterday, so that was a good thing. But yeah, so whalerscovelodge.com if you want more information. It's a beautiful place. 4-day packages, 3-day packages, and really just and you're basically fishing 10 minutes from the lodge, which is really nice. And because it's on the inside passage, even when the weather's rough, like this past week, I think Sitka was almost unfishable. It was so windy over there, but we were still able to fish because we're on the inside passage, right? So. So that was a good thing. It was a great experience, and we're on our way home, and I'll be back in the studio with you, Rick, tomorrow, and looking forward to that.
Right on, buddy. We'll have a safe flight home. Sounds like it was a challenging weather, but still a great trip. Glad to hear it. We'll hear more tomorrow, and safe travels on your way back.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great show. Thanks for covering.
Thanks, Pete. No problem, man. Lots of fun. And the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Lots of great text coming through as well. Quick text from our buddy Larry in Carlsbad. Hey, guys. Doug, I have to fish left-handed, and I've yet to find a Talica quality two-speed reel. Any suggestions for Larry the Lefty?
Yeah, I mean, what we tell a lot of people, and it's easier said than done, is if you can learn to fish right-handed, your options will just skyrocket on everything from bass reels to, you know, huge tuna reels. But if that's not an option, I know that... Accurate and Avett are the two that make big two-speed reels, you know, that, and it's probably going to be something that, you know, have to special order, so give yourself a little bit of time, and we can certainly get them, but I can't think of anything else that really comes in that big lever drag two-speed legit tuna reel other than those two.
Is Fathom available larger than a 30 now in left hand? I know that it stopped at 30 with the old generation. And I think
it was literally the 25 and 30 size, and I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we can do a little digging on that, but that was a nice one up to that. But again, that, like you say, that Talica quality is hard, and that's the problem. And I understand. Like, I'm blessed to fish right-handed tackle, so there's not a limitation. But man, if you have somebody young that is favoring, the only reason I feel comfortable saying is we have several lefties that we work with in the tackle store that all fish right-handed gear. And the problem is, as you're coming up, you know, smaller gear and middle of the road in terms of quality, still good quality stuff, but not the highest end. A lot of it is available in left hand. But the problem is when you reach that premium quality tackle or the largest size of gear, man, just like Larry's having the problem, you just become so limited. It's not all available in lefty.
It might be possible that Cal can do that too. You know, you could. I don't know about Italica, but you know, he does so many conversions and custom things that that would be an avenue to pursue as well.
No doubt. I mean, I know that. Speaking of, Eric Sheets just sent me a message that the new Fathom 40 does come available in left hand. So Fathom becomes an option. I know you're looking for one level higher, but again, another great two-speed reel.
Okay.
And speaking of which, like I said, you know, Cal always joked that there's nothing that he can't do. It doesn't mean that the money is going to cover the time and the cost. But
get out the checkbook.
Yeah, there's nothing that can't be done. You know, now if somebody has already paved the way and they, you know, they've made a left-handed conversion before, it becomes a lot easier. But Cal always joked. He said, "There's nothing that I can't do. It just all depends on how much time it's going to take, and that time costs X amount."
Yeah.
You know, he's the custom built reel. So if you need to go down that road, nobody's going to figure it out like Cal and Eric.
No.
That's for sure. Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Corey, let's jump back in.
Let's do it, Rick. We had Doug in Montebello. We had Corey in Escondido.
Don't tell me we got a Rick.
Listen to this. we're completing the trifecta.
Hitting for the cycle.
All right.
We are. Rick and Rosemead. Good morning, Rick.
What up, Rick?
Hey, that's a good name you got there, Rob.
Yeah, you too, buddy. That's a real strong name, Rick.
Yeah.
It is. I have to make a confession. This is actually Mike from Rosemead. How do you see him watching that?
Oh, that's all good. That's all good.
Hey.
Not today, you're not, Rick.
Yeah.
You're Rick, as far as we're concerned.
Good time.
Good morning, Mike.
I hear you there. Hey, I got a question for you, Doug. You know, I have some plastics that are just so bomb-proof. They just are, they're very stretchy, and they just refuse to die. And there's other plastics that are more rigid, and they just seem to get bit off at the tail. Can you explain some of the properties of the plastics that you actually use?
Man.
Great question.
It is. I mean, you're getting, like, super deep into the weeds, as Tim Ekstrom would say.
Yeah.
You know, getting deep into the weeds. But there are some inferior products or inferior materials, I should say, that other companies use, and because it's cheaper, number one. I don't know if they put fillers. I couldn't tell you. All I know is I pay a premium, and I get a premium quality, and therefore I'm able to put out a premium quality. And I do some of the blending myself, so you might not even realize it, but I'm putting like a higher density stuff in the back of maybe a Viejos and lesser density in the bottom side so that it still swims.
No way, really?
Seriously, you would never know. It's all the little chemist things that are going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
It may be a national brand you may not see, you know? I mean, that kind of thing. But it's super, I could tell you this, it's way of a heck easier to work with a less denser material, like a 3-inch swim bait, if you look at how pliable. Super easy to work with. Colors come out clean. As you get into the density of the weedless and the Viejos, it's much more difficult to work with.
Okay.
And so you can't really mass produce it really at that point because it scorches and burns and the glitter folds. And yeah, I don't know. We're getting deep. But
I like it, man.
It's just, I've done it for over 25 years, and it's something I love doing.
Well, you know, everybody's got a different purpose and a different situation. You know, we just got back from the Sitka trip.
Yeah.
And those guys are just hurting for super durable, because those lingcod, they don't care.
You're right.
You know, so they're fishing traditional plastics that cost them, you know, $1.50.
One bite and they're ripped.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they're finding, you know, stuff that is, like, really hard that we would never even consider fishing with.
Yeah. But it works for them.
You know, maybe the tail's got a little action and they get the bite, but it'll last, you know, five fish or whatever it is. So,
right.
And, you know, a lot of this really super finesse type, you want the softest, you know, like real finesse bites, maybe cold water, you know, super finicky fish. You know, so there's always, your stuff is definitely in the mainstream of what we do in Southern California.
I try.
You try.
Yeah. It's all good. And you know, one trick that'll help you too when rigging on like a lead head, do a controlled rip yourself. Start with it so that the hook becomes exposed on the back of the bait with you controlling that rip, other than a fish biting on it and you not pre-ripping it, and it rips out the side. If that makes sense. That,
yeah.
You know, and that just, that's like one of the little tricks I could give you.
So you start the channel in the right direction.
There it is.
Yeah.
And you still want to super glue it.
I was just
going to
ask you, how do you feel about glue, not make the difference, always, never?
Like Afrin's heads, the boxer heads, they have very adequate, super good barbs that'll hold everything.
Okay.
You know, so... Yeah, I always like super gluing.
Yeah.
It just takes one or two drops.
I'm going to say that will, if you do a lot of plastics fishing, it'll probably double the life of how many
easily.
Fish you can catch on on one tail.
Yes.
And if you're going through, 100 tails in a month, I mean, it saves you $150.
If you're going on a Cedros trip and
only want
to bring 30 baits.
One bottle of super glue is a must for down there.
Make sure you do.
That's a good call.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, great call. Appreciate it very much.
Some great conversation. We're going to be back. We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing. When we return on the Let's Talk Hook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Doug's going to have the honors of flipping the coin.
Yeah, we got our prize coin. There we go. Doug's got it. I was going to say, man, the prize coin's gone. We're in trouble. Doug already had it.
Is it going to be Doug? Is it going to be Corey?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Rick?
I know it.
Well, we're going to find out if it's a caller or a texter.
Here we go.
And today we have a caller.
All right.
Ed and Mira Mesa, congratulations. $100 gift card to Fishman's Landing.
That's awesome, Ed. Well, Doug, can't begin to tell you how much fun we always have when you're on the show. And I mean, there is just so much going on right now. And you just scratch the surface of the tackle and all the great stuff happening. If somebody wants to come in, find out more, tackle, gear, trip, everything, what's the best way to do it?
Obviously, the best way to do it is come down to the shop, check out the boats, go to one of our nice restaurants along the docks and get some fresh seafood. And if you can't make it down, we're always at, 619-221-8506, or you can check us out on the web. Really, the best way to keep track of what we're doing is Instagram and Facebook. We're on there every day, and you'll see what's going on. But if you can come on down and just enjoy a little time down at the docks, it's a mind-clearing experience, and you'll go home feeling relaxed and happy.
How true is that? You know, I mean, we talk about it a lot that this time of year, the landing just has an electric feel, and that started this week. You know,
yes.
It always exists, but this crazy good fishing is where it really is, and it's a very fun place, even if you're not going, to come down and see the carts pushing up the dock and see the big fish filling out the bins and see the guys in the tackle store buying the stuff. And at any point in time when you come in, there's like a crew of guys behind the counter that are rigging big bluefin jigs, and it's a fun place and a fun atmosphere to get to be a part of.
It is.
There's
really
nothing
special.
Like it.
No, there's not.
This morning, the scene was Roy Rose on the upper deck,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, on the RP, backed up to the dock, unloading.
It's really cool and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Corey, man, big great luck wishes for the Cedros trip. We'll look forward to hearing your report as you come back. And Doug, certainly great fishing going on. If somebody wants to jump on a boat, how is the scene reservation wise? Is it still possible to get on? Is it summertime crazy? Like, what's the boat situation like at the landing?
Yeah, I mean, we've got so many offerings, and you know, even up to a day ahead of time, we've got, you know, maybe somebody had to cancel, maybe a boat's not 100% full. So, I mean, anywhere from, day and a half trips up to 3 day are the main tuna trips. There's long range trips from 3 to 8 days. We've always got the Liberty going out on the full day trips, and they just roped them the last couple of trips. And
just call the landing to book one of those spots?
Yeah, just go on fishermanslanding.com or 619-221-8500. They'll give you the information. You can check and see if a trip's available.
I love it. Hey, appreciate it. Great time with you this morning, and looking forward to another great show tomorrow. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing is going to be joining us. We'll again talk about calico bass and all the great stuff going on at Dana War. Big thanks to Christian for keeping us on the air, and a big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app. We're looking forward to talking to you tomorrow, right back here again on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.